Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, I cannot believe we are officially in the fourth quarter of the NFL season. The Patriots wrap up week 13 with a win in Houston. So let's just get to some of those things that we didn't really talk too much about on Sunday. One thing, the defense, specifically the run defense, but also the secondary, didn't have their best game against Texans.
Yeah, and unfortunately, with the running game, it's impacted the defensive line, linebackers, and the secondary. You don't want the running game to be impacted by the secondary.
That's
but
true, yeah.
You know, this is two straight weeks. Last week with Denver and no Sean Moreno. Right. This time with Houston and Ben Tate. Guys really finding the holes, taking advantage of them, and the Patriots looking a little bit lost defending the run. Now, part of it is the personnel. Chris Jones, Joe Villano, Isaac Sopawaga, who's still relatively new. You've got, I think they had five rookies start on Sunday. So there's some personnel areas here, but we're getting to that late point in the season where how much more time do they have to fix and correct these problems? You know, these might be two of the better, some of the worst performances they'll end up having, but there's still some teams that can run the ball coming up.
Well, they've had some trouble specifically with quarterbacks who can run. You know, Case Keenum was one of those. Cam Newton certainly was one. Geno Smith. So that's kind of been a trend as well. But when you go back to the rookies in the secondary, between Logan Ryan and Jaron Harmon, those guys have five interceptions so far in the season. So I think they're doing a pretty good job.
They are. And, you know, it's not all about the interception. I mean, like Logan Ryan's interception yesterday, you know, deflected ball came right to him.
Yeah.
Harmon's had a couple that were almost like fair catches, but they're in the right place.
Right.
And they don't look lost out there individually. I mean, I was saying with the running game, the team as a whole, this 11 men, the run defense hasn't looked great, but I'll give those guys credit, stepping in with injuries at their position, stepping in and holding their own pretty well.
And as Scott Zolak said yesterday, sometimes the offense, you know, well, maybe you have to bail the defense out a little bit, as the opposite
was true
earlier this season.
Right.
Well, one other thing, Stephen Ridley and his fumbling issues, obviously a healthy scratch yesterday, was benched, didn't play. You know, some people are freaking out about this, some people aren't. It's not a huge deal, is it?
No, it's a huge deal in the sense that he's their leading rusher, and obviously yesterday they didn't trust him with the ball in his hands. So I think it's an issue going forward because we still need to see that game where you know that Ridley has the confidence and the team has the confidence in him.
Right.
When will they put him back in that position? Will it be this coming week? Will it be not until they've clinched a playoff spot, clinched a bye week? I don't know. My personal feeling is they will need Stephen Ridley at some point this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've got good depth and good versatility at running back. They will need Stephen Ridley. He's their best running back when he holds on to the ball.
Right.
He held on to the ball pretty well on the sideline yesterday.
Right.
And maybe that was for show, maybe not.
Yeah.
They're going to need Stephen Ridley at some point. I won't be surprised if he's on the sideline once again this week.
Really? Okay.
But whether it's this week, Miami, Baltimore, Buffalo at some point, he's going to make a difference in the regular season, and they'll need him in the playoffs.
See, I think he comes back this week. I think the deeper you get into the season, the riskier it is to bring him back that much later. So I think that he could make a return this week.
Very well could be.
That's just my own opinion on that. Well, let's turn the page to the Cleveland Browns, who will be coming to Gillette Stadium on Sunday. And they've got a couple of issues of their own, specifically with the quarterbacks, between injuries, you know, inexperience.
Yeah.
They're just kind of a little bit, they're juggling a little bit.
It reminds me a bit of going into week one with the Buffalo Bills,
where for
the 2 weeks or so leading up to that game, you know, Jeff Toole, EJ Manuel, Kevin Cobb, there was all this mayhem about their quarterback situation. Well, Cleveland right now, Brandon Weeden, Jason Campbell, both dealing with concussions. You've got really some issues there. It seems like Campbell, as the week goes on, may end up being the guy. Would have been great if Brian Hoyer had stayed healthy. That would have been an awesome story. Hoyer coming back going up against the Patriots, but that's not the case. Cleveland losing to Jacksonville this week, the second straight week that the Patriots are facing a team coming off a loss to the Jaguars, who until 2 or 3 weeks ago we thought was by far the worst team in the league. Well, maybe not. Cleveland, not really looking too promising for them.
Right.
Their season really isn't going anywhere.
And there were some rumors swirling around, you know, maybe do they go and try and sign a veteran quarterback to face this team? That's yet to be seen, but we'll find out.
The one bright spot for them is Josh Gordon, who is having an absolute monster season, and he's going to be a tough cover for Aqib Talib.
That's right. I know Aqib Talib has had some pretty tough talent to go up against this season, to say the least. All right, guys, well, that'll wrap it up for Brian and myself from Gillette Stadium. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.